Hi there. The word for you today is, you're forgiven. In Ephesians 1 verse 7, Paul writes, in him we have the forgiveness of sins. When God forgives you, but you refuse to forgive yourself, you're spurning his grace and choosing to be miserable. And when you do that, here's what happens. Number one, your loved ones are at risk. It's not just about you. When you wallow in guilt, you tend to be more withdrawn and critical and less open and affectionate. So your spouse, your children, parents, your co-workers, your friends, yeah, and even your pets suffer along with you. And another thing, your health is at risk. Your mind affects your body. Doctors say that bitterness generates chemicals that affect your vital organs. They increase your heart rate, raise your blood pressure, disrupt your digestion, tense your muscles, dump cholesterol into your bloodstream, and reduce your ability to think clearly. Each time you rehearse the past, those bad feelings deliver a more corrosive dose of chemicals. Science is now confirming what God has said all along, namely that if you don't forgive who? Yourself and others. You're more prone to heart attacks, depression, hypertension, and other serious illnesses. And one more thing, when you don't forgive, your future is at risk. In Micah 7 verse 19, listen to this verse. You will again have compassion on us. You will hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. Isn't that great? Buried all your sins in the depths of the sea. So stop dragging up what God has buried. Start looking ahead. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 verse 7 and 8, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with his blood and forgave our sins. And he has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Not great. With God's forgiveness comes wisdom and understanding to not only survive your past, but grow stronger as a result of it.